you're talking about technique. Where do you think you've already maybe improved?
Just with blocking, lowering your hips. You know, footwork is, you know, we go over footwork all day, every day. And it's honestly just appreciating the footwork, appreciating the process, and, you know, continuing to, like I said, get better and take those steps to be elite.
What's it like catching a pass from Stafford compared to some of the quarterbacks in college?
He throws a little different. A little more powerful, very precise. You know, I think he's amazing, and I think that he's in for, you know, a career year. But like catching the NFL ball in itself is different. You don't have the white lines on the ball. You know, it gets a little dark. You know, it's just more. It's bigger though. So for me, you know, you know what I'm saying, I don't have too much of a problem. So, you know, it's just. It's the focus about it. And, you know, once everyone's going to have those jitters when you first get here, but it's getting into your own zone, finding your swag, and, you know, just doing what you love to do, because this opportunity doesn't last forever.
Do you like to block?
Yeah, I definitely. That's something that I had to learn to love, you know, back in college. And it's something that will, you know, help me continue to get paid, make a 53-man roster, and just continue to be the best that I can be. You know, that's one of the reasons they brought me in here, because of my versatility. So, you know, that's at the top of my list. Is you know, you hear me talking about footwork and getting better at blocking, not pass catching. You know, I feel that I'm good at it. That's the strong part of my game. We still work it, but, you know, I'm trying to improve on the things that I need the most work at.
Were there any jitters today? You talk about jitters go away.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
First day of pads.
You know, I said, I'm like, it's another tone setter. You know, now I know how it is to, you know, practice with full pads on. I know the physicality now. You know, it's just that technique again, and getting your pads low and your footwork and coming off the line. And, you know, this is a very technical game, you know, and I have to, you know, place my head, my hands a certain place. So it's just that getting all that together and continuing to, you know, perfect my craft, you know, as a Detroit line.
What do you think of those drills over there, the one-on-ones with the Detroit?
One-on-ones, they were rough. you know, but it's just, like I said, everyone's making each other better. You know, I didn't have a great, I only got one rep over there, but it wasn't a great rep. But it's like, okay, now I get to watch that and see what I did wrong. And, like, now I'm excited to come out here and do it again tomorrow, you know, and try and better myself and even beat. I think Copeland is the one that got me. So, you know, like I said, it's just iron sharpening iron.
A lot of guys talk about how it's now their career. This is what you do every single day. Are you a film hog? Do you study a lot of film? Are you looking at yourself and seeing how you're getting better every single day?
Oh, yeah, I watch. I mean, not even – you're going to watch all the film here regardless with your coach, but it's that extra that you do at the hotel. You know, we have a lot. We have early mornings, late nights, and it's just what are you doing to separate yourself? So, you know, before when I first got here, I was, you know, waking up probably an hour before getting there, doing everything, and it's just – I was like, okay, now I got to kick it up a notch. So, you know, now I wake up at 6 and get here an hour and a half before and try and go through my routine and study, you know, just go over the scripts and learn and – like I said, watch the film, get better. If I'm doing something wrong, then I need to fix it, you know. So that's on me and just getting better.
Do you've gotten to pick up from Darren Fells just these past few days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm picking up, like I said before, a lot of information from all four of the tight ends that's already been here. I mean, you know, Darren Fells came over from Arizona, but he's been in the league for a little bit. And I think it's a great, you know, I really think that Darren Fells, Carter Lee, you know, Cole Wick and Ebron is going to help my career. And just take the little pieces from them and not only learn it, but integrate it in your game and, you know, be successful with that information.
It's just been just the first day of pads.
Right.
You gotten to see what makes Darren a skilled blocker at the tight end position?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's showing us a lot more with the pass game, too. But, yeah, he shows how to, you know, with the footwork and the base and the – stay poised and low. You know, he had a good practice today. He had a good practice yesterday, and, you know, just watching that, I'm just trying to, you know, match his intensity and his craft, and also, you know, every other tight end in the room. So it's just, like I said, getting better and taking that information and that film work and everything that you see and use it and get better.
Yeah.
I came in around, I finished my pro day at 275. I came in around 258. You know, right now I'm sitting around 265, 263. I'll be probably playing around 260, 265. Honestly, last season I played at 265. the season before that, I played at 275. So, I mean, I don't really think it's a difference. You know, I feel good either way. Honestly, it's just a preference, I think. And, you know, 10 pounds to me, I could shatter games. So it's just doing all that. Mm-hmm. I went out to California. I trained out in California. I used some free time I had out in Exos. And then, you know, I went towards personal training out there towards the end. And, you know, I just enjoyed it. I was out in Atlanta with Matt Stafford for a little bit, training out with him, Ebron, Jace, and JT. So that's all I kind of did. I just kind of got in the playbook and got my body right. You know, that conditioning test was the first day back. So, you know, that was on my mind. So just running.
What kind of things did you learn down in Atlanta in that experience? What did you take away from
that? You know, that was great because I never actually got a chance to really bond with my quarterback and Matt Stafford. I got to learn, like, what he wants, what he's looking for, and really how he feels, you know, when I'm in a certain position, where he's going to throw the ball. It's just that chemistry that's building, you know, that I'm trying to build it every day with him.
Did you want to pay off at all?
Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you? How did something like that?
He actually extended the invitation. You know, he offered to pay for it and, you know, just come out. So, I mean, that was a blessing and nice of him. You know, we got a lot of work in, and that's really the upside of everything is the work that we got and the chemistry that we built. Oh, yeah, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, man. I did not. No, but, I mean, I was at his house in beautiful home. I got to see his twins. You know, beautiful little girls, and you know, to be honest, I think it's very important to at least know the basics of someone. You know, I'm gonna play with them, I'm gonna protect them. Now, I wouldn't mind knowing all my teammates' families and you know, wives and kids. You know, that's just type of, I'm a very personal person. But that chemistry, I think, is very important. So much important that, you know, you guys need to know where – he needs to know where I'm going to be on the field. He needs to trust me, and, you know, that's just what I'm building.
That's an important trait, isn't it, for a team, the togetherness, the bonding, the fact that you are a family.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of a pretty good indication early on in your pro career that that's kind of what it takes? That's an important characteristic in that locker room?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know – unfortunately, I haven't been a champion yet, you know, besides my bowl games. But the culture that Bob Quinn's bringing in, the culture that, you know, Coach Caldwell's bringing in, and, you know, the togetherness, don't get me wrong, we're all competing for a job in that tight end room. But there's not a moment where if I need help that someone's going to turn their back on me. If I need or if anyone needs something from me, you know, that's just kind of how we work. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we are competing for a job, but, you know, I consider them – you know, I spent 3-4 months here, and I consider it a family already. And, you know, we just have a tight bond, especially within our quarters. And I think that's very important for a championship tight end. I mean, a championship team is, you know, chemistry and togetherness and brotherhood.
You feel like you got to know those receivers a little bit better, and how does it help you to know sort of Jace and Golden and know more?
I feel like I got to know both sides of the ball a lot more in my time here. You know, it just – understanding different personalities, who different people are, you know, what they enjoy to do off the field. I got to, you know, Kenny Galladay is my roommate, you know, sharing time with him and, you know, just getting to learn, you know, my teammates, my brothers. So I think that's important.
So ironic that you guys compete for a MacWest title.
Well, I get right to you. Yeah, I mean, MacWest, you know, it's funny that you say that. Kenny and them, you know, kind of ruined our chances a couple years in a row. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't rough them up yet, but. I didn't know him really before that, but, you know, I didn't notice him. We played them in the White Sox Stadium this past year. That was a fun game. It was a fun game. We got to take them down. I had 2 touchdowns that game. Kenny really stuck out to me that game. I really saw how big, how fast he was. Not much of a threat he was. You know, it's just funny that we ended up on the same team. Now I don't have to, you know, be mad when he catches a ball.
When was that trip to Atlanta?
It was during the second week of our off season, so I don't really know the exact date. So it was sometime in July, early July.